The publishing interests. The publishing interests loomed large as the new year opened. The Signs of the Times was to be published every week instead of an issue every other week. This called for bold plans to fill its 8 almost newspaper-sized pages every 7 days. In his editorial column in the January 6th issue, James White promised, "Our friends may depend upon the Signs weekly," and added, "We commence the series of articles setting forth the reasons of our faith and hope, with the article, Upon the Millennium. These articles will continue in proper order quite through the year. Sketches of the life of Mrs. White will also continue, and will be very important to those who should know the facts and her remarkable experience." The first article of that issue followed immediately, under the title Mrs. Ellen G. White, Her Life, Christian Experience, and Labors. It was written with the general public in mind. The name of Mrs. Ellen G. White is widely known in consequence of her writings and her public labors as a speaker in 19 of the states and in the Canadas. Her books in print amount to about 4,000 pages, which have had an extensive circulation. And her labors as a speaker cover a period of more than 30 years. But in the last 10 years, the providence of God, in harmony with the wishes of the people with whom she has been connected, has moved her out to speak to the crowds at our annual conferences and camp meetings in the several states where they have been held. Newspaper reporters have given sketches of her addresses, and have made statements of their effects upon audiences, which have given her prominence in the minds of thousands who have neither read her books nor heard her speak. In view of the situation, we have for several years felt that it was due to the public that the life, Christian experience, and labors of Mrs. White be brought out in a humble volume for circulation as extensively as her name is known. James White then introduced his plan of letting Ellen White speak for herself by drawing matter from her biographical volume, Spiritual Gifts, Volume 2, published in 1860. The material was edited and somewhat expanded, particularly as the series continued over a period of many months.